Lift up your voice. Has the Lord done anything for you? Since you have been saved, since you have come to Jesus, since you have met the Lord, has He done anything for you? I want you to count your blessings today. Count your blessings and name them one by one. Name them one by one. Father, we bless you. Lord, we thank you. We praise your holy name. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord said He's sending a spirit of praise, but I'm not seeing it yet. So until I see the spirit of praise, I'm not moving forward. Let's get into praise. Let's thank Him for everything He has done for us. He has been good to us. He has been merciful. He has been grateful. He has been gracious. He has been mighty. He has been tender. He has been loving. He has been kind. Lord, we walk in your praise today. We walk in your praise today. We walk in your praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David said in Psalm 34, from verse 1, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Then he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. The angels are doing that for us. The 24 elders are doing that with us. But we have to do it. We have to lead the way. God is counting on us to lead the way. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Now, listen to this. Maybe you don't know a few things he has done for you, but he has done some mighty things for me. And I don't think about you, just think about me. And I want you on my behalf to begin to thank him. Maybe on your own behalf, you don't have a lot of reasons to thank him. But on my behalf, there are great, great reasons to thank him today. So lift up your voice. Magnify the Lord with me today. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, whether you are here in person, whether you are online, whether you are joining this service at a later time, lift up your voice. Magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name. This is a moment of praise. This is an hour of praise. This is a season of praise. Lift up his holy name. Lift up his holy name. Hallelujah. 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 I know you came to church. I know you came to church to hear a good sermon. But the Lord is asking for praise today. David says, he said, I sought the Lord. He begins to tell us why he's praising him, why he's magnifying him, why his soul is making her boast in the Lord. He said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. Has the Lord delivered you?
Yes.
I said, has the Lord delivered you?
Yes.
When you sought the Lord, did the Lord hear you? And so you have a reason to praise him today. I say you have a reason to praise him. I'm not saying you praise him also. I'm waiting on you so that we can move forward in this service. Hallelujah. Then he said, they looked to him and they were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. So God removed us far away from shame. What was sent to bring you shame, God separated you from it completely. Is that not a reason to praise him? Somebody bless the Lord. Come on, somebody bless the name of the Lord. He said they looked to him and they were lightened. Where there was darkness, their faces began to shine suddenly. Is that not a reason enough to praise him? That is enough of a reason. Begin to praise the name of the Lord. Come on, begin to praise the name of the Lord. Listen to this one. Listen. He said, this poor man cried. The poor man. He used to be poor. Somebody say he used to be poor. But then he cried. And then the Lord heard him. And then saved him out of all his troubles and out of all his poverty. Remember, he said he used to be poor. And then he cried. And then the Lord heard him. And saved him out of all his poverty and out of all his troubles. Is that not good enough reason to praise him? Come on, somebody praise the name of the Lord. Come on, somebody praise the name of the Lord. Now listen to me. He didn't pray. He didn't cry. And then the Lord didn't hear him. You know, some people cry. The Lord just said, just keep on crying. But this particular poor man, when he cried, the Bible says the Lord heard him. And the Lord saved him out of all his troubles. The Lord separated him from all his troubles. My friends, is that not enough reason to bless the Lord? It is enough. Come on, lift up your voice and praise the Lord. Come on, lift up your voice and praise the Lord today. Listen, listen, the praise, those of you that are in this sanctuary today, listen. And I'm already taking the steps for you. Those of you that are in this sanctuary today, the praise you and I are giving is not just for us. We're praying for everyone we know. Everyone that is connected to us. Those that the Lord has snatched out of the mouth of the lion. Those that the Lord has delivered from the pit of hell. Come on, lift up your voice and praise the Lord. This is not mechanical praise. This is praise born out of the Spirit. We are breaking the stranglehold of the enemy. Even as we praise, as we offer thanksgiving to our God for the mighty things that he has done. Lift up your voice and give him praise today. Hallelujah. 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 Look at what he says next. He said, the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I don't know about you, but I tasted him and I found him to be very good. I tasted him and I found that he's very good. I found out it is not based on what somebody said. I found it myself. He's good. I found it out myself. He's a good God. This is not third hand information. No, I tasted him myself. I tasted him and I found him to be good. He's the one who raises the beggar out of the dunghill. And he set them around the table of the princes. I found him out to be good. Did you find him out to be good? Come on, lift up your voice and praise him today. Come on, lift up your voice and praise him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Play, please, play that music the praise team used, the last song they used for their praise. Just play that music. I tested him and I found him to be good. Yeah, just keep playing it. I tested him myself. It's not hand-me-down knowledge. I tested him myself. Keep it a little low. I tested him myself and I found him to be good. He's a miracle working God. Hallelujah. He said, the angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him, and then they deliver him. All the fiery darts, all the arrows were returned to the sender. Glory to God. Glory to God. All the arrows, all the negativity returned to the sender. Then he said, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord, I don't know about you, but I'm not wanting. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack for no good thing. Everything I need in my life is given me. I said, everything I need in my life is given me. Hallelujah. So I have every reason to praise him. If I don't praise him today, even the stones will get up and praise him. If I don't praise him for the next month and a half, every stone in the ground will rise up and praise him on my behalf. What a mighty God we serve. Then he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Not one bone is broken. Somebody thank God for supernatural health. Somebody thank God for divine health today. Not one bone is broken. Not one bone is broken. Somebody thank him for supernatural health. Somebody thank him for divine healing. Not one bone is broken. Somebody thank him. Somebody lift up his holy name. Not one bone is broken. Hallelujah. Then he said, it's not just his body, but he redeems the soul of his servant. None of them that trust in him will be desolate. I don't know about you, but my soul is redeemed. My soul has been renovated. It's still being renovated by the power of the word of God. I have been elevated to sit where princes sit. Hallelujah. I'm rising above. I'm going higher and higher and higher. Like a mighty edifice. God is doing an amazing work in my life. God is renewing my youth like the eagles. He's filling my mouth with good things. Hallelujah. God is raising me up to sit where the princes sit. I know he's doing the same thing for you. I know he's doing the same thing for you. Wherever you are, lift up your voice and bless his name. He said, none of them that trust him will be desolate. That means you will never be alone. You will never be without your living God. You will never lack help. You will never lack the oil of gladness over your life. You will never lack for the anointing. You will never lack for grace. You are redeemed of the Lord, so say so. You are the redeemed of the Lord, so say so. Come on, say so. Come on, say so. Come on, say so. Say, I'm the redeemed of the Lord, I say so. I'm the redeemed of the Lord, I say so. I'm the redeemed of the Lord, I say so. I give him the praise. I give him the glory. I bless his holy name. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You can cut out the music. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We're going to praise him like we lost our minds. This is our season of praise. The season of breakthroughs and breakouts that the Lord promised us at the beginning of the year. This is the culmination of it. It is our praise, our jubilee praise, that will bring it forth into manifestation. The uncommon breakthroughs and uncommon breakouts that the Lord has prepared for you and for me, heavens will unleash over you. The glory of God will fall over you. Where there was crying, there will be singing. Where there was asking, there will be thanking. Amen. Where there was complaining, there will be gratitude in. This is your moment of praise. This is your season of praise. Jubilee praise. You'll be leaping like the hart. You'll be leaping like the deer. It's not personality based. You'll be leaping like the deer. You'll be walking on the street. You'll be dancing. You'll be dancing. You'll be sitting in your car. You'll be dancing. You'll be entering your place of work. You'll be dancing. You'll be dancing. People say, what is happening to you? You say, it's my season of jubilee praise. It's my season of jubilee praise. You will get up in the morning and step out of your bed and you will be dancing. And you will be dancing. They say, what is going on? What? The children will ask you, Mommy, what is going on? Daddy, what is happening? You say, it's my season of jubilee praise. I can't help it. The Lord has been too good to me. The Lord has redeemed my soul from the pit of hell. The Lord has given me a new beginning. The Lord has unleashed upon my life supernatural grace, supernatural favor. The Lord has delivered me from the yoke of poverty. The Lord has delivered me from the yoke of sickness. This is my season of jubilee praise. I can't help it. I just gotta praise him. I just gotta praise him. Hallelujah. I just gotta praise him. I just gotta praise him. Before I let you sit down, I have one more scripture I gotta read. Hallelujah. Some say, Pastor, is this? Are you preaching or is this part of your message? And no, it's just the preamble to the message. Acts chapter 16, in verse 22. The multitude rose up together against them. That's against Paul and Silas. The magistrates rent off their clothes. As the people in authority, they rent off their clothes. And they commanded the people to beat them. They commanded them to lay pain and affliction on them. And after they had laid many stripes upon them, and after they had cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely so that they don't escape, whoever received such a charge thrust them into inner prison to make sure they were very secure and made their feet fast in the stocks so that they would not escape. You know when people say there is no way out? They lock every door. They sealed every opening. And they said there is no way out. But I want you to see what happened next. Because man has a verdict, but God has a different verdict. Yes. And what is going to change the verdict of man to the verdict of God is what you and I do in our praise.
Yes.
Jesus will have the final word.
Yes.
Jesus will have the final say.
Amen.
What you do in your situation will determine what happens next.
Amen.
Paul and Silas, they didn't pull up their coats and tell the two of them were sitting in the inner prison. They didn't pull up their coats and say, hey, look at all the stripes, pain, their backs bleed. Ah, look at blood. No, they didn't do that. No, they did not do that. Not once did they mention pain. They did not mention pain one time. One time. Not even once. They didn't talk about attack once. Not once. That word attack didn't come out of their mouth. They did not say it once. The reason the devil has a right to keep afflicting you is because with your mouth, you give him license. Because the more you talk of his affliction, the more he will afflict you. But when you open your mouth, no matter what is going on in your life, your back is bleeding, there's stripes, you see blood, you feel pain, you feel emotional pain, you feel physical pain, you even feel a little spiritual pain, because you think, we are preaching the word of God, we are carrying the gospel, and look at what they did to us. And God allowed the magistrates to do this. God allowed the people in authority to do this, and he didn't stop them from doing it, and we are carrying the gospel. You feel a little spiritual pain. But if you will look away from the pain, if you will look away from what you are feeling, if you will stop talking about the lack, there's so much lack, there's so much lack, it is so little, what we have is so little. With your mouth, you are destroying the provision God has made. It is so little. It is never enough. It is so little. It is with your mouth, you are destroying resources that God has made arranged for you. Look at that scripture. Not one time did they mention pain. No, it did not come out of their mouth. Paul didn't say, Silas, bro, how's it going? I said, Silas said, man, see, I feel pain before, but this pain is a higher level. This one is, I feel it on my hand, my shoulder, my back, my leg, even my ankle. Look at how they lock us up like we are criminals and we didn't do anything wrong. They never said it. That is the spirit of abundant life.
Yes.
Satan can never win any battle he fights against you.
Nope.
Ever.
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 Amen.
Not against you.
Amen.
This is why Jubilee Praise, this next month, where we're supposed to start from the anniversary service all the way till Thanksgiving service in November. But I'm even starting today.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we already announced from next week, but Satan was not ready for this week. So let's catch him by surprise. Let's go ahead of him. I said, let's go ahead of him. You are going to laugh in this season more than you have ever laughed in your life. I say you are going to laugh in this season more than you have ever laughed in your life. See, they think you should be sitting there in one corner feeling sorry for yourself. But with the voice of Jubilee, you are going to praise your God. And you are going to laugh in the face of the enemy. You are going to say, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Because I'm not going to stop singing. I'm not going to stop praising him. I'm not going to stop thanking him. There's only one thing that determines my praise and your praise. It is the faithfulness of God.
Yes.
And I say, God has been faithful.
Yes.
I say, God has been faithful.
Yes.
At midnight, Paul and Silas were not talking about their pain. They were not talking about how unfair. This is so unfair. They were not talking, let's go and get an attorney. Let's get an attorney. This is not right. No. They put on the weapons of their warfare.
Yeah.
They put on the weapon of their warfare, which the Bible says is mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. They took the high praises of God. They took the high praises of God in their mouth and a double-edged sword in their hand. Psalm 149. Let the high, Psalm 149, verse 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And a two-edged sword in their hand. What are they going to do? To execute judgment upon the heathen. And punishment upon the people. This is not personality based. I know many of you know. Sometime around this year, almost every year, go and look at your history, those of you who have been here for a while. Sometime around this season, around this time, every year, I come out and I start declaring praise.
Yes.
Go back and look at your history. Sometime around this season, every year, there is a mystery behind it. That mystery is what has seen this ministry go from glory to glory to glory.
Amen.
One bishop told us before, just about the time when we were getting started, almost 20-something years ago. He said, you people know, you sure you know what you are doing? They said, this place, Cleveland, is a graveyard of ministers. That's what they said. He said, this is where ministers go to die. That's what he told us. A bishop that had been in the ministry in this region, in the Akron County area, for God knows, 50 plus years. He said, that city, that's where ministers go to die. I have a special announcement for you. There is no death in my future. No. There is no death in my future. There is no death in my future. Instead of death, he is renewing my youth like the eagles. I'm more full of vision today than I have ever been. Hallelujah. So, every year, we begin to sow seeds of life in readiness for our next season by declaring thanksgiving and praise the year before. And we open heavens. We create miracles. Actually, do begin to happen.
Yes.
Every every year, as we begin to praise God, like we lost our mind, as we begin to sing His praises, as we begin to shout, as we begin to dance, as we begin to glorify, I look everywhere, everywhere, miracles actually begin to happen, doors begin to open, some things begin to happen that are very difficult to explain. They are already happening even now. I said they are happening even now. As we speak, as we speak. As we speak. We have never known a better yesterday, ever. 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 We are strong today like Joshua. It was Caleb who said it. I said, I'm as strong today as I was 45 years ago. So give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. But how did they do it? How did they do it? Praise. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And a two-edged sword in their hand. Is that what he said? I say, is that what he said? To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. Many of you don't realize it. A lot of times when your praise begins to go up, heavens open, miracles begin to come, and the angels of God go to battle. And they begin to smash the heads of your adversaries. They begin to execute vengeance on those that have stood against your well-being, stood against your progress. They begin to say, it's time, let them go. It's time, lose your hold. It's time, make a way. It's time, get out of the way. It's time, it's time. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. To execute upon them the judgment that is written. Dishonor have all the saints. Praise ye the Lord. Listen, when this is over, honor is coming to you.
Amen.
I say honor is coming to you.
Amen.
God will receive glory and you will receive honor. God will receive glory and you will receive honor. God will single you out. He will put you on a pedestal. God will set you up on a high place so that the world can see the amazing work that He has done in your life. That's what this is about, folks. That's what this is about. We don't have time to waste. We don't have time to waste playing games, stupid games that people play in the world. We don't have that time. I don't know about you. We don't have that time. We have time to put on our spiritual weapon, glory to God, and do warfare and take everything that belongs to us. Take everything that belongs to us. He said at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and they sang praises unto God and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. Suddenly. You think if they were sitting there talking about how much pain they were in, you think there would have been an earthquake?
No.
You think any angel would have moved out of their position because they sat down talking about how many stripes there are on their body? Talking about how much they lack. How much is not working. This word is not working. Pastor, help me. I think it's working for you, but for me, I just have problems. That's why the angels are not moving on your behalf. Because on my behalf, on our behalf, like Joshua said, as for me and my household, every day they are on the move.
Yes.
They are on the move. They are commanding elements. They are saying to you, remember there's a scripture I read during the last Elo in Titus, I think Titus chapter 3, verse 14. I think it's verse 14, I'm not sure. Paul was talking about one of his associates who was an attorney, was a lawyer, right? He was talking about this associate and he was telling Titus, this my associate is passing by. Make sure he lacks for nothing on his journey. Make sure. This is how God is commanding angels on your behalf.
Amen.
God is telling angels. Can you find that scripture for me? Somewhere in Titus 3. Find it if you can. Find it. It's a lawyer. It's in Zenas or somebody, whatever. He said, and read it, put it in the Amplified. Paul said to Titus, say, he's coming by. Make sure as he passed by, he lacks for no good thing. He lacks for no good thing. That's how the angels are being commanded to make sure. Titus 3:13. Thank you. You found it. Put it up in there. Thank you. Amplify. God bless you. God bless you, Emma. God bless you. Do your utmost to speed Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way. See that. Shoot. They lack for not. See to it. This is how God in heaven. He's sitting down commanding the elements, telling the angels, go, 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 go. Go over there. Make sure that my daughter lacks for no good thing. That my son over there, make sure he lacks for no good thing. That my little child over there, make sure he lacks for no good thing. That my little child over there, make sure they lack for no. Make sure as they go on their journey, they lack for no good thing. They lack for no good thing. And then what do you think the angels do? Angels on assignment. The angels go to work. They go to work. And when you come to different places on your journey, they are waiting at attention. And they are seeing how the elements are behaving. They are saying, what do they need today? Today they need some financial provision. Oh yeah, give them provision. Give them. Then they give them. Then as they go, these people were in the prison. The angel said, what is it they need today? They need deliverance. Oh yeah, come on. Let's get to work. Let's bring deliverance. As they go, sometimes they say, they need healing, physical healing in their body. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Put healing. As they go on their journey, make sure they lack for no good thing. And that's what we are celebrating. We are celebrating our God who has seen to it in our lives there will be nothing missing, nothing broken. I said he has seen to it that in our lives nothing missing, nothing broken. Lift up your voice and bless the Lord. I think I preached my message today. Glory to God. I think I already preached my message. I hope you guys recorded it. I think I already preached my message. Lift up your voice. Bless the name of the Lord. Come on, begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to give him praise. Begin to give him glory. Begin to magnify him. Begin to talk of his goodness. Begin to sing of his love. Begin to dance about how great of a God he is. It's time to stop talking about what you don't have. It's time to stop talking about what pain you are feeling. It's time to stop talking about what is not there. Begin to talk about what God has done. Begin to talk about the faithfulness of your Heavenly Father. Begin to talk about the provisions that your God has already made. Begin to talk about angels that are on assignment for you. Come on, let me hear you praise him. Let me hear you praise him. Come on, let me hear you praise him. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God. Father, I thank you. Lord, we magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our season of Jubilee praise and celebration. Listen to this. Listen to this. So, of course, as we go forward from next week, Pastor Tino will talk more about this and we'll really, really get into it. But this is our season of Jubilee praise and celebration. Jubilee praise. That's just praise. Praise like you lost your mind. Yes. Praise. Jubilation and celebration like you have never done before. Yes. Like you have never done before. Yes. This is not personality based. This is not, I don't want to hear, well, Pastor, you know my personality. I'm just like one of the very quiet ones. Really? Really? If Paul and Silas were not silent in the prison, you can't be silent. You know what the Bible says they did? At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And what happened? The prisoners heard them. They heard them. At first, when the prisoner heard them, they said, "What is that? Are they crying? Is the pain too much? They are suffering really bad. But they listened closely. And they were hearing joy. Joyful singing. Clapping. Even though their ankles were in this lockdown thing, they saw they were jumping with the lockdown thing. They were jumping. They said, they were hearing sheke sheke. Yeah, they were hearing those things moving. What is happening in that cell? They put their ears on the wall. And the more the closer they listened, the more they heard the praise going up. Praise going up. Praise going up. We are breaking the backbone of the devil. He has no say so. No say so. He has no say so. He has no say so. He's our Father and us. Whatever our Father and us determine, that's what we are going to have. That's it. That's it. In this season, I don't know what you need. That breakthrough that hasn't come yet, this is your season. Now, you are not going to ask. I'm going to tell you now in a minute. You are not going to be praying. You are not going to be praying for it. Oh, God. You have prayed all year. You prayed in Daniel fast. You prayed through April, through Resurrection Sunday. You prayed through summer. If you travel during summer every time, you are always praying. You are asking. And no, this night, nope. You are not asking. You are not asking, you are praising. You are praising now. And what are you praising about? You are praising that it is done. You said that. The healing has happened. Glory to God, I'm already healed. I'm healed from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Glory to God. The resources, the provision have been given me. Look at it. Oh, glory to God. I have overflow. I have overflow. Glory to God. We are praising. We are praising. No more frowning. Tell your neighbor, no more frowning. Enough of frowning.
Yes.
No. Enough of complaining. Is it only you? Is it only you who has had affliction? Some people have had affliction, you will never know about it. Smile. Put a smile on your face. If you see somebody in church, they are walking from the door and you see them frowning, go and touch them. Say, smile. Jesus, tell them, say, smile, Jesus is Lord. Smile, Jesus is Lord. If you see people in the praise team, if you see people in this, although the praise team people, they are always smiling. God bless them. I love them. If you see people in the praise team, if they are not smiling, just go to them, touch their heads, say, smile, Jesus is Lord. If you see the preacher being too serious, say, come on, preacher, smile. Jesus is Lord. Are you the first one who preached the gospel? Smile, Joe. Smile, Joe. Hallelujah. I think this is your laughter season. This is your laughter season. Sarah thought she was laughing at God, but it was God laughing at her. She thought she was laughing at God because she said, all these years, he keeps saying, I will give you a promised child. I will give your seed will fill the earth like net. But after all, you know how many years? 3 year he's been saying it, but they never saw seed. One year they said, this God maybe doesn't even know what he's doing. Let's just have mercy on him. Maybe he promised something he can't deliver. You know how sometimes you can make a promise, you are going to give somebody some money, then you go and look at your bank account, I don't have the money there. Then he say, hey, let's you know what? Let's have mercy on God. Let's have mercy on him. This promised child, he promised, maybe he can't find a way to make it happen. Let's help him. So what did they do? They went and created Ishmael, made him happen. Then after that, God still came back. I said, I'm still going to give you that promised child, though. And then this time, she went and laughed. She went and laughed. She laughed. And then God said, tell her I'm laughing at her. I'm laughing at her. Tell her I'm laughing at her. Because about this time next year, now that she's laughing, about this time next year, I will show her that I'm still the God in heaven. I will show her that with me, there is no impossibility. Something that has not happened in 25 years, something that has not happened in 23 years, I guarantee you, I still have the ability to bring it to pass, because to them that believe, with God, nothing shall be impossible. You will laugh like you lost your mind. Watch comedy. More comedy than you have watched this year. Put comedy. That's good, clean comedy. Or not all these crazy comedies. Good, clean comedies. Things to make you laugh. Sit down there and laugh. And laugh. And laugh. You know what? Satan will lose his mind. Yeah. He will lose his mind. Yes. He will lose. He can't understand. Why are you? How can you be laughing? This is how he was looking at Paul and Silas in the prison. How can you be praising? I have already done my worst. Look at blood all over your body. Look at your leg in shackles. And now you are still praising God. You are still laughing. The devil will lose his mind. He's about to lose his mind. So you will laugh. Let me give you a few things. Jubilation and celebration like you never have before. Higher dimensions of praise. Listen to me now. Our praise team, we're so blessed. Our praise team, go. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for our praise team. They work every week to lead us into the presence of God. But this season of praise is too much weight to put on one praise team. This season of praise that we're going into is too much weight for them to put songs together, for them to do this, for them to get it right, for them to try to cajole us to sing and to praise God. No. We're not doing that. All of us will come in with a spirit of praise. All of us. From the door, you will enter. You will be dancing from the parking lot. Yes. All of us. That even when they finish, they are singing a song. Even when they finish that song and the music has stopped, you will keep dancing. Amen. You will keep dancing. Amen. Higher dimensions of praise. Higher dimensions of praise. This is for all of us, men and women. Not just for little children. There's no big man, no big woman here. If you want to do big man and big woman, stay at home and watch online. Where we can't see you and you can't dilute the spirit of praise. Because we are not playing games. There's something bigger. There's something we are entering. We are entering into a season that is taking us to our day 7. Yes. This is bigger. This is a crossover. This is much bigger than any human being. This is so much bigger. So you can't do it. You know, it's his personality, it's this one. Well, you know, you can't, if you wear tie, you can't sing, you can't jump, you can't dance. Remove your tie. Me, I wear tie next week. I have to wear that tie next week. Even though we have stopped wearing tie, but I have to wear tie next week. I have to wear tie because I want to prophesy. Amen. And the tie always helps me prophesy. Somebody say, Pastor, wear that tie. If it will help you prophesy, wear that tie. Yes, when I wear that tie, I really feel like a prophet. I say, come on now. Thus saith the Lord. I'm feeling the tie. I feel so the anointing is flowing like never before. Somebody say higher dimensions of praise. Praise like never before. I want the church to praise in such a way that the world wonders what happened to them. I want us to confound the world. Praise is one of the greatest expressions of faith.
Yes.
When we begin to praise, I want the world to wonder, what happened to them? What is going on? Higher dimensions of praise. Focus on praising, not asking or complaining. We're not asking, we're praising.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, say, you asked enough. Let's praise now. When you get up in the morning, your quiet time, make it the quiet time of praise.
Amen.
As you go on along the way during the day, make it a day of praise. Make it a day of praise. Make it a day of praise.
Amen.
Don't rebuke the children this month. Whatever they do, whatever the children do, just pat them on the back. Say, this is our season of praise. Just know this is our season of praise. No rebuke, no correction. This just praise, right? If they are doing something and where in the past you would have started screaming at them, just say, in the name of Jesus, this is our season of praise. Just praise like you lost your mind. Just praise like you lost your mind. Every church service on Sundays for the entire month. So, of course, there's ELO after the anniversary. There's ELO. There's our ELO after the anniversary service. Pastor Stella will minister that ELO. But when we get back, so during anniversary service, we get back. Those you guys are in Akron the Sunday after. Those of us that are in Cleveland, we'll come back here. We'll come back through the month until November the 23rd. Praise. Praise. Every church service on Sundays for the entire month will be a celebration. Will be a great celebration.
Amen.
Think about a party. We're going to have Holy Ghost party every week. We're going to have Holy Ghost party every week. Come with your dancing shoes. Don't let anybody judge you. Anyone, let me get to the Sunday best. Let me get somewhere down there. Here it is. Come. Putting on your Sunday best with singing, dancing, and jubilation, which means jubilee. Singing, dancing, and jubilation, which means jubilee. With your Sunday best. Don't let anybody judge you. Now, if your Sunday best is jeans, come with it. If your Sunday best is short pants, come with it. If your Sunday best is flip-flops, just come with it. If that's for you, that's fine. But come with your Sunday best.
Amen.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? Now, this is an assignment for you. Again, we'll repeat this next Sunday. We'll go through this. This is an assignment for you. Compile a list of every miracle, every breakthrough, every testimony that the Lord has wrought in your life since you gave your life to Christ. Not this year. Since you gave your life to Christ, everything you can remember that God has done in your life, compile a list. Start today. And every day, praise God for all his doings in your life continually. Every day, praise God for all his doings. Some of those things in your list that you are at liberty to share with us, send it to us. We won't give you a microphone. You won't stand here. You will write, type it out. Either send it by email or send it by text. You send it to Pastor Tinu. Sunday after Sunday, she will pick a group of the ones she's going to read out. If you want it to be anonymous, we will not call your name. But we are going to declare testimonies of the things that the Lord has done throughout this month of celebration of Jubilee praise. So start compiling your list. You know, you women, you know when you are going for shopping, you know how you do that list. Don't tell me, Pastor, to start compiling that list is a lot of work. You know when you are going shopping, it's not a lot of work. You know you put that list in your phone. You put it under your thing. You put it in your bag. You put that list even in your car, somewhere in your car, so that you don't forget the items. This one must not be work. Compile a list. Let me read this again. Compile a list, men and women, young people. Compile a list of every miracle, breakthrough, testimony the Lord has wrought in your life since you gave your life to Christ, and praise God for all his doings in your life continually. Send us some of those items on your list, the ones that you are at liberty to send. Amen.
Amen.
I have one more. I have two more. Laugh more than you ever have laughed in this season, and keep the sound of praise, celebration, and joy around your family throughout the season.
Amen.
Next one. Come with your best Thanksgiving offering to the Lord on the Thanksgiving service on Sunday, November 23rd, 2025. Come with your best Thanksgiving offering to the Lord on that Thanksgiving service, Sunday, November 23rd, 2025. And finally, on that service, the 23rd, that Sunday, November 23rd, we will have a love feast after the service. But it's not a love feast where one or two people will be responsible for cooking food. Everybody will bring something from home. We are going to have a love feast after service here. Everybody cook something enough for three or four people so we can share together. Everybody gets a chance to taste. Men, cook something. Right? If you don't know how to cook, cook egg. I know some of you can't believe this. It's like, what? Did he just say that? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. If you don't know how to cook, cook egg. Glory to God. Somebody shout hallelujah in this house. Somebody shout hallelujah. Father, we give you praise today. We bless you. Thank you, Father, because you have taken away the spirit of heaviness. You have given to us a garment of praise. We have no concerns whatsoever. None. None. Father, in your presence, we're complete. We're confident. Nothing, nothing holds our attention. Nothing, nothing else. You are the source of every good thing that has ever come into our lives. You are the source of every good thing that we will ever experience. Father, beginning with this service this week and our celebration next week for all that you have done for us, all the way through that season of celebration that culminates on the 23rd of November. Through the way, throughout all of those celebrations, let there be a garment of praise.
Amen.
Upon your people. Let there be a spirit of praise in this house.
Amen.
I'm not asking you, Father, for a spirit of praise based on what some musicians can produce. I'm not asking you for a spirit of praise based on what some singers can produce. No. I'm not asking you for a spirit of praise based on what a preacher can preach. No, 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 no. I'm asking you for a real, authentic spirit of praise in this house.
Amen.
Father, you know, that's how we got to this point. That's how we arrived here. That's how you gave us a voice all over the world. Taking one step after the other, planting seeds all over this nation. You know that's how we got here, Father. That's how you made it possible. It's because you quickened within our hearts the spirit of faith and the spirit of praise. And as our praises continue to go up, your blessings continue to come down. You have done more for us than we could ever have imagined. Ever, ever, ever. You have done more, much more for us than we could ever have dreamed us. Lord, look at us. Look at us. Look at our lives today. We're so complete in Christ. So complete in Christ. So complete in Jesus. Nothing missing, nothing broken. So blessed. So blessed. You put your light over our lives so that we can shine to the world. And people keep saying, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing. Yes, Lord, for them to keep saying, that's amazing. For them to look at every life, not just one or two or three or four or five or six. For them to look at every life, everyone connected to this vision. And to see the amazing things that you are doing in their lives, in all of our lives, and to keep saying, that's just amazing. That is just amazing. That is just amazing. There are no words to describe that. That is just amazing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, that's what we know you are going to do.
Yes.
And for that, we give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
For that, we give you glory.
Yes.
For that, we give you honor.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you. You've already ushered us. You've already prepared our next level, our next season. We see it, we see it. We know we're there, we're right there on the brink of it.
Yes,
we're so excited.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're so excited.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Divine strategies.
Yes, Lord.
Divine strategies.
Yes, Father.
Divine strategies.
Yes,
to build from the bottom up.
Yes.
Divine strategies.
Yes.
Divine strategies.
Yes,
to lay sound foundation. Like a wise master builder. Divine strategies. Divine strategies. To create a voice of the gospel all over the world. Divine strategies. Divine strategies. You've already prepared that. You've already prepared all that. We're excited to walk in the reality of it, Lord. We are so excited. We are so excited. We wake up every morning thanking you for it, Lord. Thanking you for it, Lord. Our eyes are continually upon you. We look to you and to you alone. We trust in you. We trust in you. Thank you, God, for the manifestation of your glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You are so amazing, my Father. You are truly amazing, my God. Words could never adequately describe how amazing you are. You're so faithful. You're so kind. You're so awesome. Where can we find another God like you? Nowhere. 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 Look at all that you've done. Thank you. Thank you. A living, walking miracle every day. Living, walking miracle every day. It's because of you, Lord. It's because of you. You called us out of the pit. You took our feet out of the miry clay, put them on the rock to stay. It's all because of you. Give us a voice by your covenant, a voice that's ringing all around the nations of the world. A voice in your word. Sound revelation. Clear understanding. Clear cut. Precise, accurate. That's all you, Holy Spirit. That's all you. Your oil of gladness has never departed from our life. We feel it flowing more and more in greater dimensions than we have ever experienced before. We are so thankful. We are so thankful. Through this season, Lord, we look to you, God. I look to you, Father. I look to you, my God. For a garment of praise like we have never had in this ministry. Throughout all our churches, throughout all our global missions, Lord, everywhere where we have a seed representative of the gospel of Jesus Christ through Abundant Life International Church Commission. A garment of praise like we have never experienced before. Great, great praise. Great, great praise. That's all I ask you for. That's all I ask you for. That's all I ask you for. I'm not asking for anything else. I'm asking you for a great, great garment of praise. So that every time we open our mouths, praise can flow to you. And you can receive the glory that you alone deserve. We thank you, our God. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Help me bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.